My name is Ken Kawada. I'm with Hitachi, and I'm the product marketing manager here. We are a relatively new company here in the States. We are the new server group. We have released a new Blade server product in the United States. We released it in the December of 2005.
So what are you showing today?
Today we are showing our Blade Symphony Blade server. It is a Hitachi Blade server that's capable of supporting both Intel and Xeon processors.
What is it was different about what Hitachi is doing with this?
Hitachi is doing is actually one is we are able to support both an Xeon and Itanium processor within the same chassis. Another unique piece of Hitachi Blade Symphony product is the ability to scale. So we can take a two-way Itanium and scale that all the way up to 8-way. This product is actually focused more toward the high-end and mid-range applications. So you can take both Xeon platforms, more focused on your front-end web server applications to your mid-range, and also incorporate your mid to high-end DB application onto the same box. So you're able to consolidate truly your full infrastructure onto a single blade box.
So how is Hitachi using virtualization these days? And tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. Hitachi is now offering our unique virtualization feature. We'll be released shortly once the Intel Montecito chip is available. We actually leverage the VTI technology, and we actually bring our virtualization functionality onto the hardware platform. So we integrate virtualization right onto the Itanium blades. Hitachi virtualization actually comes from our previous expertise in mainframe design. So we've taken the LPAR type virtualization functionality that we used to offer in our mainframe product and actually brought that into our Itanium based blade. So what we're actually doing is building virtualization functionality at the hardware level, giving you the ability to share resources at the hardware level rather than a software managing all your bandwidth and CPU utilization. So truly a truly efficient way of virtualizing your current environment.
Okay. We'll be listening for more from you guys and then watching out.
Yes, you will be. We'll be giving you more information as we come out to market. But, it's Ken Kawada. I'm with Hitachi.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thank you.